My fellow Americans, my name is Kurt Burkhardt. I'm running for president.
You forget your middle name. You have to say your middle name.
My name is Kurt Bob Hope Burkhardt, and
Bob Hope. That's really your middle name.
Yeah, I mean you don't know that.
Is it like one word.
You don't know that. You weren't there, so
Probably, I wasn't.
Right. So it's yeah. Hey guys, I'm running for president. I promise y'all that I will establish a free, not healthcare, because fuck people. We're gonna establish a free system where we give out enemas, and what does that say? Gabe, did you write my campaign script again?
Yeah. Let me see that. Yeah, no, that's just supposed to say free healthcare. You crossed it out and wrote enemas. So I don't know what you want me to clarify.
I think I wrote down enemas and socks. But that's a nice one. People get free socks. It's like healthcare, but not really.
You could, you know, gun control and all that stuff, but
no, I like for people to control their guns with their hands. You know?
That is true. Yeah, people are talking about gun control, but like, hey, you got a brain, you got a pair of hands, I feel like you're doing enough controlling.
Yeah, why don't you fucking control? It's like when I control my car.
We're taking the shooters to jail. What more do you want us to do?
I mean,
prevent future shootings?
I mean, come on, man. That's a lot of time, effort, energy, and money. I mean,
I can't stop another person from shooting another person if they really want to.
Sauce. Gabe, did you come up with a one-liner for that?
Yeah, it was a gator sauce. This show will cure your depression.
Lies.
Whoa, did you hear that, Kurt?
Was that Dan?
Are you Dan?
I'm Dan with titties.
Dan. Wait, doesn't Dan already have titties though?
Exactly. That's how I knew that wasn't Dan. No, this is a new person that we have on the show. We're actually replacing Dan.
We're replacing Dan because he can't show up to work on time, you know.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What?
You wanted to rant about this. You were ranting about it before the show, and I know you want to talk about it, so go ahead.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So Dan keeps on calling the unions and telling them that we keep on abusing him. And
okay, never mind.
I
don't want to give you this platform.
These are lies.
No, Kurt.
And
the reason we have someone else on the show right now is because we have a guest. The reason Dan isn't here is because he's a little sexist. We've already.
Yeah, I'm afraid of women, but he just hates them.
Exactly.
Sexist.
There's fear and trembling.
Guest, what is your name?
My name is Colette Kent.
It's like Gillette.
Hey. But you're not like Colette Kent, like KK or CC.
No, it's CK, actually.
CK.
Like, oh, really? So, hey, are you related? I was going to make that joke. Fuck you.
CK hasn't
I mean, I haven't been touched by my uncle, so probably not related.
Oh, boy.
Guys, this is a podcast. I swear to you, and I promise you, I will shave my balls tomorrow morning, just to prove to you guys that this is a podcast, I promise.
And that will officially prove it. There's no doubting that this is a podcast.
Leaked photos.
And the only razor I have is actually just it's a pair of hedge trimmers, so.
It's okay. I keep a pair of Gillette on me at all times to fix the confusion with the name thing.
So you just whip out a pair of razors and say, Colette, you know, like, Gillette. Classic.
People are like, I already knew how to pronounce it. You didn't have to do that. You're like, as in Gillette.
Hey, other really? Male on the show, what's Colleen. Your fucking name?
Hey, my name's Gabe.
Yeah, and he's a fucking loser.
Hey, what's
I'm
your
sorry.
Name?
I'm Kurt the Hurt. I'm your official host of the show, the master of ceremonies, your El Presidente Grande.
Are we going to explain that, by the way? Because I feel like we just kind of started off with that bit.
Well, we actually have a surprising thingamajig. I've included in this episode an interview that I have on Fox News. It's where I tell y'all about my platform. So this
yeah,
is propaganda.
Yeah, I saw you on there. I was watching Fox News like regularly, and I saw you on there.
Fox News, more like Fox Boos.
The most reputable sources.
Yeah,
I disagree. I think they have some pretty good content on there. I feel like, you know, Fox and Friends. What does the fox say?
Furry porn.
Hey, Kurt, what do we do on this podcast other than make bad jokes?
And talk about furries.
You know, all we do is talk about furries, Gabe.
You messed up last time. You forgot the scalies.
Whoa.
Oh, Argonians. Yeah, that's true.
They're scalies.
I actually have to go.
You have to go?
You have to go.
She has to go?
I have to go. We all have to go, I think.
Well, you know what we do on this show, Gabe, so don't leave, please. I love you.
Okay, I'll stick around. If the furry jokes, if you guys can all make an oath to not talk about furries for the rest of the episode, I'll stay.
You don't want to be outed?
I'm recovering.
Gotcha.
I'll kiss you on the mouth. It's okay.
I found out I was allergic after a few encounters.
I thought you were going to say I found out I was allergic after 9/11, but...
Which was when the encounters happened, so.
Okay, so on this show,
when people mention 9/11, that's what I think of.
The furry apocalypse.
Can you give us a little more detail into what happened?
Well, no, what do we do on this podcast? Go ahead.
Okay, on this podcast, we review bacteria shit, also known as beer.
I've actually never heard you refer to it like that.
Hey, did you know that beer is just essentially liquid bread? That sounds like a band, by the way. But we review beers, and today, Gabe, what are we reviewing?
We're drinking this beer called Shiner Bock. It's a Texan beer. Yeehaw, motherfuckers.
Long time road, baby.
Shiner Bock, more like Shiner Cock, am I right?
Oh.
Wow. Hey, it says on here, every drop of Shiner is brewed in Shiner. What does that mean?
Shiner, Texas is a place like an hour and a half of from where I was born.
Oh, so they don't brew the beer inside the beer. I thought like they like made a casket out of Shiner somehow and then brewed it in that.
No, it's brewed in the Spreutzel Brewery, which is in Shiner, Texas. And whatever, you know what?
It's so not as shiny as it promised, and I'm a little disappointed.
That is true. It's not that shiny.
Should have been glistening.
But it's delicious.
I want my beer to be made out of glass.
Like the bottle?
No, the beer to be made out of glass.
So you just want, like, a not hollow bottle?
Yes. Just as soon as you can visualize that for me, go ahead and make it.
Well, you would just... if you really took it to an extreme, it would just be a bottle full of sand.
That's what I like.
Or you could do the thing where they do glass blowing and you could have molten glass in there.
Yeah.
Or you could just make beer that's like soapy and so it's like kind of shiny.
Ooh, and it cleans your teeth.
Hey.
Or just like drop like, one of those bath bombs in it and it's all glittery and everything.
Wait, do you use soap to clean your teeth?
Actually, I wake up in the morning and brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack.
I knew it. Speaking of TikTok.
You wake up looking like P. Diddy?
Yeah, it was really weird. I woke up and I was like, why am I black?
I think there's a Lil Dicky song about that.
Gabe has a Lil Dicky.
Hey.
Got him.
I have all three of his albums.
What?
I actually have all three of his, not albums, of his vinyl. It's fine.
You have Lil Dicky's vinyls?
Yeah, man.
Does it have his Lil Dicky on it?
Oh, he actually drew it on there for me. I actually have a special edition where he traced his dick on it.
His Lil Dicky.
He had to get hard, too. That's the thing. Like, right before he did it, I'm like, hey, Lil Dicky, I'm a huge fan. Can I get a signature? He's like, no problem, kid. Whipped out his dick. jerked off real quick, got a little hard, and then just drew it on there.
Yeah, left a nice little sploot on your body.
Wait, he just blue-balled himself? He didn't come or anything?
No, didn't even come. He's a true gentleman.
Dude, I heard that little Dicky, he comes on your vinyls for you.
Yeah.
That way, what? Like,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That way, when you're playing the song, you get better quality on the part where he cummed on it.
You think that?
Hey, you ever think that people with inverted penises have, like, a lot of trouble going pee?
You mean vaginas?
Yeah, those. Hey, you have a vagina, don't you?
I do.
Aren't there, like, 6 holes in the vagina?
There's more than I want to talk about.
What? I feel like there would only be 2.
Well, there's one that sings. There's there's one
that
for
plays guitar.
There's one for breathing.
one on the drums.
Yeah, when they said the fat lady sings, it's not about like a fat lady. It's about someone's vagina.
Do people
like
call
belting.
Their vaginas fat ladies?
Some of them do.
Come here, Bo. I'm gonna show you my fat lady.
Fat lady.
Gotta feed the fat lady downstairs.
Euphemism for sex. Well, hey guys. So we'll be right back. We got some news for you because we have Endgame thingamajigs to talk about.
Oh yeah.
By the way, if you're listening at this point and you haven't seen Endgame,
we'll let you know when there's gonna be spoilers. We'll clearly announce it and we'll put time codes in the description so you know where to skip to but we'll announce it beforehand.
Right.
Just have your hands ready for that pause button.
Mmm, yeah, get ready to caress that pause button. Mm. Alright, so see you after the ad. So guys, we have a thing we need to talk to you about. This is us, Gator Sauce.
All the men in the room.
Yeah, we're talking to you as men. I know as you get older, your body starts to deteriorate, your sex drive goes down, We have a new thing.
And you're how old are you again?
40.
All right. Okay. Because I was gonna say for a 23, 24-year-old, that would be very fucking sad.
Yeah, it'd be very sad. But there's a new thing in science that we've learned about. That is,
like, I'm actually concerned.
Yeah, it's called the dick queef.
Oh. Okay.
So the dick queef is a real thing now. That is when your dick.
Hey, Kurt, can I talk to you to the side here?
Yeah. What?
Hey, is this that idea we talked about last week?
Yeah, I learned out it's real.
And okay.
Some doctors reached out to me, and yeah, we got to promote
this. And
we're
doing ads for them though.
Yeah.
All right. Just, we'll talk about it later.
So dick queefs are real, and they're a problem amongst some Americans and
yeah.
other people, particularly Arabs, because it's an Arabic company and stuff. Yeah, so I just browse through their stuff, but they have a new thing that they are doing. It's to stop dick
queefs. Vagina queefs?
Well, no, they don't care about vagina queefs because, you know, those are funny. Dick queefs are actually serious and detrimental.
Wait, so this cream helps you stop queefing?
It's not a cream. It's more like a popsicle stick.
So it prevents you. I was confused as to whether this prevents you from queefing or whether it helps you queef. I don't know what's the objective here.
It prevents you from queefing from your dick. Making that snake cough, make it stop with Johnson and Johnson dick queef. Stoppers. This isn't the real Johnson & Johnson, by the way. Like I said, it was a small Arabic country that made this product.
There's
and
a lot
everything.
Of like, yeah, yeah. There's a lot. I mean, this is written. You're reading Arabic.
Yeah. Television. That's an
exactly
Arabic word.
Completely, yeah.
So, thank you for listening to this ad. Don't forget to check out Johnson & Johnson's other products like massage oil and butt wipes and also nose trimmers, because when your nose gets hairy, it might be a little bit scary if you don't buy Johnson and Johnson.
So we have some alcohol here. It's called Schreiner Bock beer. It was made in Texas, apparently like an hour away from where Kurt was born.
It's Shiner.
No, what Kurt, don't interrupt her. Stop mansplaining it to her, all right? She knows what she's talking about.
Did I say Schreiner?
Hey, Gabe.
You were doing just fine.
Hey, Gabe.
What's up?
Shiner. What's up? Shiner? I hardly even know her.
You don't have to laugh. You don't have to. Like, you can... If one of us makes a bad joke, you can tell us we're making bad jokes.
Yeah, but bad jokes also, like, are weirdly humorous to me.
Oh, God. Kurt...
It's like garbage puns. You're just like, oh, fuck. You just want to cringe into yourself.
Hey, I like this girl.
Well,
thank you.
I thought you were gay. What the fuck?
I mean, not... You know what? Gabe.
You like her, not like her like her.
Do you like this beer?
I like this beer. I want to fuck it. No. I think... I honestly like it. I expected it to... Lately, we've been having some pretty... Some pretty bad beers.
Ass beers.
Last time Sapporo wasn't even that great. I feel like this one, it's pretty light. It's very light.
That's what I said when we first took a sip.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's also kind of thick at the same time.
I would compare it to something like Yangling.
Yeah, exactly. I think the first time I had Yangling, I was like, oh, is this fucking Shiner? Also, we'll never review that beer.
We haven't done Yangling on the show, by the way, have we?
It doesn't exist in the Pacific Northwest.
Oh yeah, true.
Yeah. All right. So it is. This is a podcast where we review pop culture news.
You start off with this is a podcast that you know for sure. But when it comes to what the podcast is about, that's when you start to struggle.
Hey, you know, I'm ADHD. Leave me alone, okay? You know, I can't remember things. I'm only.
No, you're an indigo child.
Indigo child. Isn't that having to do with the Illuminati and Kurt Cobain?
It's real.
It's something where they take kids with ADHD and they tell them they have powers.
Oh, yeah, so I'm part of the Illuminum. 420 blaze it, bitches.
So this is totally off topic, but I just found out, like, a month ago at my sister's wedding that my uncle is one of the top, like, UFO investigators in the fucking country.
I was so hoping you're going to say your uncle's in the Illuminati.
Yeah, me too. I was like, I was
but
very
that's
excited.
Even better, I think.
He used to be in the CIA with my aunt, and now he has a UFO company.
Does he believe in UFOs?
Like, absolutely. 100%. So like he's got, like, a whole fucking company. It's called, like, Beyond the Stars or something. They've got a TV show. It's going to be on either Discovery Channel or History Channel or something this summer. And I'm pissed because my mom won't let me intern.
What?
Hey, for the sake of all of our viewers out there, it's not History Channel, it's Herstory Channel. All
right, fine. Okay. So, Kurt, you got any news going on with the pop culture shit? Actually, let me ask the guest first.
Yes.
I'm not used to having guests. Colette, is there anything in pop culture news? And I know we didn't ask you this before the show, so you're going to have to improvise this on the spot. Is there any news that you came prepared with?
You mean other than Endgame?
Oh, God.
I'm ready to spoil that whole thing for you, honey.
Okay, so we'll hold on to that for a little bit. Kurt, you got anything?
Yeah, I got my dick. I'm holding on to that.
Okay, and we'll hold on.
That's not pop culture. People don't all watch right, those
let's,
for
let's
fun.
Let's go home.
That's news.
Wait, Gabe. Gator sauce. Oh, twice
did you
in
watch
a row.
Did you watch the latest school shooting?
Hey, did you...
Hey, are you up to date on your newest school shooting?
Did you guys hear about the new school shooting?
The Twitter feed is wild.
So, yeah, Endgame. I saw that.
We're going into Endgame? We're not going to talk about Sonic the Hedgehog?
Oh, yeah, let's do Hedgehog first. So, Sonic the Hedgehog...
is an abortion.
He's yeah.
Should have been an abortion.
He's got to go fast.
He does. He does have to go fast, and I'm glad they clarified that because sometimes you don't know when Sonic has to go fast.
Yeah.
Like
sometimes he just does it, and you're thinking, is this a necessary thing to accomplish his goal? But it'll tell you.
Why does he have teeth? Why does he have teeth?
He has human teeth. Honestly, I would have rather used... I wish they did the approach that they did to, like, Air Bud, where they used, like, actual animals for the thing.
So you think they should have used an actual hedgehog?
Just painted it blue. Boom.
DiGiorno's responded to him having teeth on Twitter. Does he have teeth to eat pizza? And it...
I like to reply. I like to think he replied like, "No,
no,
I don't eat fucking pizza.
Leave me alone."
I'm imagining the Sonic the Hedgehog movie Twitter, like the Twitter account is just super hostile.
Oh, I can imagine the people are like running the Twitter. Yeah. Just want like they probably already had three people who've killed themselves because of that.
Oh God, people. That's the thing. People started hating on that movie. Before I did, so I was like, you know, they released the image with his legs or whatever, that poster. People shit on that. They shit on his outline. And I'm always rooting for it. I'm like, you can do it, Sonic. You can go fast. You can beat the haters. And then they released this trailer, and it is one of the worst things I've ever seen. Why are they playing Gangster's Paradise?
Unless you're a furry, then it's a great thing.
Do you think so? Do you
can't
think
hold a candle to Detective Pikachu.
True.
Which is
who's gonna win? Would you?
He's really furry.
If you're a furry, are you okay with Detective Pikachu? Because a Pikachu is not a real animal. A hedgehog is.
Yeah, but he's furry. So, and he's cute, and he's a shit. What's the word?
It's in the description. Sexy. Are you? Like, wait, did you just call a? Okay, I made them a choke joke, but you know, did you just call a Pokemon sexy?
I was suggesting it.
I'm certain there's Pokemon porn. Let's not look it up now.
Oh definitely. Have you ever heard of Rule 34 website? Just go on.
I can't.
Definitely haven't already seen some.
Not speaking from experience here, but I can give you a few seconds.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's definitely Eevee fucking Tentacruel. I mean, Tentacruel, man. Dominating. And I mean
Nine
that.
Ninetales, bitch.
You're telling me you wouldn't fuck Sonic the Hedgehog?
You wouldn't take it from Ninetales?
I'd take it from Tangela. But Sonic the Hedgehog has
you wouldn't fuck
feet.
That?
I'd fuck Mewtwo.
Sonic the Hedgehog has feet in those shoes.
Yes.
So
he does.
I know.
What size shoe is he?
I mean, are we going to see Sonic's feet at some point?
Yeah, they're like in the trailer picture thing.
I don't know.
Oh,
I
mean, you mean his bare feet?
His bare feet.
Oh, I hope to God we don't.
Well, we see his hands. Is he wearing gloves, or is his hands just are
his
hands just white?
His hands are just colored.
So that means his feet are just white. There's no gloves or anything.
He has just white feet.
Has white fur.
Isn't that a Native American tribe? White feet.
I'm gonna not respond to that. I don't know.
Abstain.
So, in the recent...
I could be confirming a real thing or contributing to a racist joke. I don't know.
In the recent news, Sonic the Hedgehog, the trailer, people fucking hated it. They didn't really hate the trailer as much as they hated Sonic. His fucking eyeballs are
he
gross.
Has teeth!
And he has teeth. So, like, the...
Well, let's just clarify. We're pro Ben Schwartz on this podcast, right?
Yeah, Ben Schwartz is... I don't blame him. I like Jim Carrey. You know, I don't mind any of that.
Jim Carrey's pretty cool for the most part. He's doing his 90s thing again. He's going crazy at it.
Yeah, and I like that. I miss that. And, you know, I think he's going to be a very interesting Dr. Eggman. But, Sonic's eyes?
His eyes, his teeth.
His fucking...
My vote is that we stop making those creepy live-action films and just start making old, like, cult films again.
Like,
that'd be great.
Like what?
Like, I want another Heathers. I always want a better... No, there's nothing better, but, like...
This remake? But I feel like then...
Don't remake it. Just have good scripts again?
So you're saying we should stop making bad movies and we should start making good movies?
Stop making trash, please. Speaking of Endgame.
Oh! Okay, so I guess that's our official segue into this. But,
Are we going to take a break before we talk about Endgame, or are we going straight into Endgame? How does this work?
Do you want to take a break?
I think we should take a break, and then audience, if after we return from this break, we're going to be spoiling Endgame.
Mm.
And we'll put, like I said, we'll put time codes in the description. So
and I will yell spoiler alert immediately.
And then we'll stop spoiling Endgame. Are we going to spoil it till the end, or should we just...
We'll stop it, because we still have to talk about... I have to show my clip from the presidential thingamajig I did.
Yeah.
You're right.
Your president bit, yeah.
All right, kids, so we'll be right back after the messages, the massages.
Is that Shaggy?
What? Who? Who's Shaggy?
That's Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
What's a Scooby-Doo?
All right.
All right, guys, love you, and see you soon. Hey, Gabe, did you know that Africa is a place?
Like, you mean the song by Toto?
Yes, and also, it's a country.
What do you mean, like a country, like...
Dude, it exists.
Like America?
Dude, did you know that Africa is a real
like
thing?
Like Asia?
Asia? Really? You mean like that band from the 1980s?
The 1980s? You mean like that year from America?
Oh my god. So, Africa, this is a good, heart feel good ad for something that...
What do they do there?
Well, I just learned about Africa, and
is it anything like New Jersey?
Apparently, it's a lot like New Jersey. And
really?
Yeah, so there's
like wet and like dirty and shit.
Yeah, and there's a lot
depressing.
Of lot of cars and Guidos. So, is that offensive? Yeah, you know what? Who cares? So, in Africa, apparently they need us to send them thingamajigs cuz they don't have enough thingamajigs.
Like what? Like oil?
I don't know. They just said they don't have a lot of...
iPhones?
Like
iPhones and shit? Skype? Maybe internet.
I'm going to say electricity. So...
Electricity.
Yeah, like, they don't have enough wall like outlets. Yeah, so this ad, we're urging you, listener, to send us...
Someone should open a Starbucks in Africa.
Yeah, send us... your Starbucks gift cards, because it's like New Jersey, and also send us a bunch of your iPhone chargers, because they have a lot of those there.
Yeah. And is Africa, like, is this a big place, or is it a... what's it like there?
I don't...
What language do they speak?
I don't know. I just know that...
Where is it located?
Well, there's an address on Google Maps that says Topeka, Kansas. And then that, right. Yeah, so we're going to be sending the thing.
So it's in the U.S.
Yeah, sometimes, but not recently. Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, so we're going to send it to Topeka, Kansas, and help those poor,
oh man.
Chargerless, cold people in Africa.
You know, I've actually been, no joke, I've been in Africa once.
Did you bless the rains down in Africa?
Beep, 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 beep. Colette, you want to make a sound effect?
Sure, motherfucker.
Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, so spoiler alert. So if any of you fag butts, I can say that. If any of you dick asses want to not have the movie spoiled, don't listen from this point on this point.
Literally this point on.
Yeah. So, yeah, guys, you know, I was really surprised when I saw, like, the opening scene was Ant-Man just covered in lube.
Jumping up, yep, just getting ready to jump up Thanos' ass.
He was ready.
The thing is, you didn't think they were going to do it. You're like, oh, wouldn't it be so funny if they... But then the first image is Ant-Man just covered head to toe in Vaseline.
Are you sure it was Vaseline? I thought it was coconut oil.
Actually, Vaseline is very bad for your anus. I know he's going up there to kill him, but, you know, you want the most comfort possible, am I right?
It makes good vape juice.
So maybe coconut oil.
Now, honestly, it had to have been water-based, so...
You think so?
I think I know more about lube than you do, Gabe, so shut your mouth.
Okay. Fair enough.
But
yeah, no, Ant-Man was ready to jump up Thanos' ass.
Of course.
And...
But he had to practice first. That's why there was Captain America's ass ready.
Yeah. He's America's ass. Am I right?
America's ass.
But Thanos isn't American, though. He's from space.
Guys,
they have different assholes there?
You know, I really relate to Thor in that movie, to be honest with y'all.
Because you're a lazy piece of shit.
Depressed, fat, lazy.
I'm not fat yet, but alcoholic.
Get a few more beers.
Alcoholic gamer. Depressed.
Yep.
My God, I'm basically Thor, and I'm a white guy with a beard.
What do you think? Do you think Disney would have Thor like take a huge like bong rip?
I wish,
dude.
Oh, I was
if
waiting.
Thor
for
just
it.
Like quits the Avengers and Thor 3, 4, Thor 4.
He's doing dabs on the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Honestly, Thor 4 just turns into Dazed and Confused. That's all it is. It's just like
doing a line of coke off of Rocket.
Is there another Thor?
They're making a Guardians 3, and people are saying that now Thor is going to be in it.
Well, Thor. I mean, Chris Hemsworth just re-signed his contract, so that means he's going to be back on.
Really?
I know they discussed bringing Loki back. I don't know if it was confirmed. Somebody mentioned a Loki TV show.
They're doing a Loki TV show for sure.
With Tom?
That's gonna be on Disney Plus.
Yeah, Thomas Middleditch is gonna be playing Loki.
Thomas Middleditch. He would honestly not make a bad Loki. Thomas Middleditch.
It's gonna be called Silicone Ass. I don't know. Silicone Ass.
To preface what I said earlier, I didn't actually think Endgame was bad. I think it just had writing flaws, and the fans are too excited to not see through it.
I'm gonna be honest. I think that the first half.
You're gonna be honest. I like how we're all prefacing that we're going to be honest. Like, we've been lying.
I'm going to preface that I'm going to lie a little bit. So,
I'm not going to be 100% honest here. I just need to clarify that.
Right. I'm going to do what's presidential and only sort of lie. So,
3 truths, 1 lie. Try to guess which one it is.
Gabe's mom has a fat ass.
Okay.
You are currently rock hard.
And God is real. Ooh, this is a tough one.
Okay, I definitely know which one. Actually,
I really don't know.
Okay, so I'm not going to tell you. That's for you, listener. But
one makes me uncomfortable. The other one, I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
And then the third one, I don't know.
There we go. But the movie, I felt like, okay, so the first half of the movie, and I talked to you, Gabe, about this, I really liked the first half of the movie, and then after that, I felt like it was rushed.
There was just so much in the first half that I felt was, like, gratuitous.
Really?
Okay, well, let's just start off, let's establish this, we all liked the movie, right?
Yeah, okay.
I liked it, yeah.
We all cried. We all really liked it, okay.
I didn't cry.
But we're all very critical of it, and I am too. I think my main problem with the movie was the time travel made no... Like, they established that this is what the time travel was going to... These are the rules for time travel. You can't change your own past.
Yeah.
But then at the end, Captain America shows up, and I watched the video yesterday that explained that, but I just think the movie itself...
You shouldn't
have
to watch a video
to
catch up.
Exactly. Yeah. The movie should just...
They should have done better on that. Kind of also... Yeah. Shouldn't Spider-Man's buddy friend be like out of high school already?
So that's another thing.
Yeah, but there was the 5. Oh,
they're saying that.
Did he disappear or not?
So every single person who was directly related to Spider-Man had to have disappeared during that time in order for this movie to make sense. So in the next movie,
he just really got Spider-Man. He just nailed him hard. He's like Spider-Man.
50% of the universe and all of Peter Parker's friends.
I feel like Thanos just. I mean, he doesn't like people, but I'm pretty sure he just doesn't like teenagers, I guess. You know?
You just do away with all the teenagers.
Yeah, like,
but no, they're saying, so conveniently, all Ned and all of Peter Parker's buddies were gone.
Yeah, everyone in that whole fucking high school, fuck you.
Yep.
I was in a conversation with somebody discussing, like, definitely the school shooting. No.
Suicide rates? What is
that? Thanos committed a school shooting.
What is this? Columbine?
Must have gone.
Since when? With
everyone
snap?
Disappearing, with your whole family leaving, how high would suicide rates go? Because I know I would fucking kill my. I'm like begging for a reason actually to go through with it anyway.
I think the real question is how high would you think you were when everyone just fucking disappeared? Like, imagine you're smoking like fat dabs, and you're sitting with Jeff and Joe Rogan or something. You're smoking weed on the couch, and you turn over, and both of them are just they're both gone. Can you imagine?
Wait, are you left with the weed?
Yeah, of course. Do you think Thanos?
Do you get the rest of the?
Do you think Thanos snapped half of the weed in the universe out?
said half of all life.
That
and I
people
mean,
are
it's
asking
like,
if that's trees and stuff too. And
yeah.
Plants, so I don't know.
In that case, he didn't do shit. We're still like struggling for resources.
Exactly.
He's just a dumbass.
Yeah.
But also, people.
But also,
I heard
Thanos
something talking
has
about
an ass.
If you were married, if you got married in between that 5-year period because your last wife died. Your last wife is back, and now you're kind
of
stuck with two eyes.
Well, hey, The good thing about 2019 is that we have polygamy now, right? That's legal, yep. Right?
Thanks to the snappening.
Thanks to the snappening. They're like, well, you know, you can marry. What? Fuck it. Hey, do you think the president got snapped?
Well, they did have an established president in the MCU.
There's no like way to protect him from that.
Yeah.
There's no like place you can bring him and be like, no, not the president.
Well, yeah, I imagine the United States turned into like a monarchy. Like after the president was gone, half of like all politicians are gone.
Well, what I learned from the 1950s, besides racism, is that you can hide under desks to avoid all dangers.
Of course. Are you kidding? That's still taught in Florida.
Yeah, you know, like anytime I'm about to get like beaten up for being gay or something, I just find the nearest desk. Boom.
Or the next school shooting.
Yeah, you know, the next school shooting where I'm probably even more
safe. Did you guys watch the last school shooting?
I saw it on Twitter.
You know, I think Gabe established early on this podcast that we would never make jokes about school shootings, but here we are.
Honestly, yeah.
Are we joking about it or are we just referencing the fact that it happened
our generation,
and we're all desensitized?
Our generation grows up with so many school shootings, it's hard not to laugh about
it. I mean, South Park did it, so now we can do it, right? For like that.
True,
exactly.
True.
We are equal to South Park, I think.
I mean, like,
some of us are equal, but not all.
Are you saying that I'm not equal, Kurt?
Are you saying that I'm not equal because I'm a minority?
No, no. She has more.
Are we both minorities?
She has more
over
holes
here
in her body than you and I, so she's more.
Well, you're a woman. Women are majority. So you're the oppressor.
Sick.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You're a white woman.
But the fact that Oban had to tell you you had the power kind of takes away from that.
Hey, what is she, Captain Marvel? So,
fuck yeah.
Okay, so Avengers Endgame. I keep calling it Infinity
War. I still don't
know
if Captain Marvel, like the movie on its own, was better or not to
Woman. What did you think of Captain Marvel in this movie as a character?
I think her characterization is kind of dull, if
really?
I'm being honest.
I wanted to
they
see
don't
more
have a
of
lot
her
of definition. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like the only real character sort of thing that happened with her was either her in Thor or her in Spider-Man, but that's like those
what
are
you
both second instances.
I think it's bullshit that I had to go see a movie for her only to show up in a good 20 minutes of a fucking 3-hour movie.
Yeah, plus she's another example of just an insert Superman sort of deus ex machina.
She's like, okay, I have two.
So you can't have her there the whole time, but also like, if you're gonna include her in the MCU at all, give her a personality and
right also
screen time, especially since she's
feminism
now.
I have a question for both of you, actually,
okay,
about that. So the scene where all the women in the MCU team up, I want to know first Colette's opinion, then Kurt's opinion.
I mean, it was gratuitous, but I also can't say that I didn't like it because, like, I did. But when she comes flying back in with her little buzz cut and everything, I was like, oh my god, Kristen Stewart is quaking.
What did you think of that scene, Kurt?
It's improbable. They couldn't have all been there at the same moment in time.
It's a fucking movie with flying people with superpowers.
No,
of course they could do that.
Valkyrie was like across the battlefield fucking...
She flew there.
No.
A movie where a guy... Where you cry after a guy with a magical suit dies.
Look, our periods can sync up. I think we can sync up in battle, too.
Exactly. I totally see, like, that makes no sense. But it was fun. It's bullshit. This is all bullshit. And you had a moment in there where it was a bunch of women and you know, they're all fighting together. Literally, I was watching with my girlfriend and she's like, oh, shit.
Yeah. It was nice.
Awesome.
I mean, it was badass. I'm going to say it's badass.
We saw a whole scene where Captain America, Thor, and Iron Man were fighting Thanos simultaneously. When the whole Avengers headquarters
I mean,
crashed,
that scene felt very Wonder Woman, Batman,
exactly.
Superman.
Yeah. So, but I'm saying that was all three men, and we were like, oh, this is normal. But as soon as all the women...
Men?
No, with the Iron Man...
Captain Marvel...
No, Captain America, Iron Man, and Thor, when they fought Thanos.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, three men are in the same place at the same time. I'm not questioning that, but because it's women, you're
like... Yeah, there's a bunch of women.
Yeah. How can they all be in the same place at the same time? I didn't allow this.
Hey.
Yeah, it felt a little gratuitous.
I feel like you're shitting on me now because I'm gay. And this is homo.
Look,
this
I'm not saying all gay people are sexist.
It's gotten
I'm not saying all gay people are sexist.
You're being a homophobe. You hate gay people.
No.
You're attacking me.
I just think,
I just think that you are sick. Okay.
No,
I'm kidding.
No, no, but to be 100% honest, I actually was pretty hyped when I saw that. I was like,
yeah,
I
it was great.
I literally lifted my fist.
But at the same time.
And went like.
I'm not going to lie. I cheered.
Yeah.
I was like, yes.
Hey, but also, we have a black Captain America.
Do we, though?
I don't know how I feel about that, yeah. Because in the comics.
Wait. What do you mean, yes, how you don't know how you feel about that?
I mean, I'm fine with it. I just was expecting Bucky.
How is she walking? Because she
in the comic book, it was Bucky. Well, however,
that was,
Bucky
that was
also,
pretty
like,
racist. What you just
people.
Said?
Yeah.
I didn't mean. That I didn't was, mean against Sam.
There's a black
racist.
Man.
I just didn't expect it.
Representing America.
Whoa.
Didn't Childish Gambino already do that?
What are they gonna do next? Elect a black president?
Jeez. The whole world is upside down. No, it's more.
No, I see what you mean.
They didn't give it a lot of, like, credit before they did it. They just gave a few nods to each other. And I feel like if they were going to really make that a thing, they should have...
One, set it up beforehand.
They should have set it up beforehand and felt like
they did,
it's the obvious move.
They sort of did with the on your left thing.
Well, okay, let me tell you what I'm... This is all guesswork, but I can bet my life that this has happened. Is they shot two scenes. One where Bucky went up to him and he gave the shield to Bucky, and another one where he gave the shield to Sam. Because they were both standing there.
They said they have 12 alternate endings.
Exactly. I am almost certain that they shot a scene where Bucky did that, and they decided later
personally,
to use Sam's take.
No offense to that Black Lives Matter group, y'all. Dog. Sorry. No offense.
This isn't a political issue. It's really not.
No, I mean, I think it was also a little gratuitous there.
It would have made sense if it was Bucky still. And also, in the comics, it was
Either
Bucky.
Way, it makes sense. It was Bucky in the comics, what happened in Civil War.
But
I had a friend.
Falcon also did become Captain America in the comics, too. So.
Yeah, he did. Both happened. I just kind of, I wanted them to just break the shield in half and share it.
Yeah, exactly. I thought that the TV show they were doing was going to be a Bucky versus Sam, like, fighting for the shield
type thing.
They're
doing a TV show?
Yeah, along with the Loki TV show, Disney Plus is also doing
that's a
Winter
lot
Soldier
of Marvel
and Cap. They're also doing a Wanda and Vision series.
He's dead! Okay. Stop it!
Well, this takes place in the past. Probably.
You know what else takes place in the past?
You know what? You want to know what it's going to be called?
Civil War.
WandaVision.
WandaVision?
No, WandaVision.
Is that WandaVision. Actually the confirmed name?
That's
WandaVision.
Fucking
I think
gay
it's
as shit. I'm sorry.
While he looks it up, I'm going to rant about Wanda for a minute. I really like her. Don't get me wrong. But she also just, every time I see her characterization and her lines and everything, she is just, she's a fan fiction Mary Sue in an actual canon universe. She's some teenage girl's self-insert of a character being angsty and the Mary Sue, the cure-all for everything, super powerful, super tragic backstory.
I think you're talking about Harley Quinn.
I hate her. you want to go? But also,
I noticed one of the things they did in this movie was a lot of the characters that didn't have much to do in the last film were kind of got a lot more screen time this time around.
Yeah, like Clint.
Like Clint for sure, but even Wanda, like she had a lot more screen time last time.
Yeah.
And then this time,
I really want to see the Wanda like Vision thing because honestly, Wanda is fucking badass.
Yeah, she is.
Last thing I really want to talk about is. Hammer Time, am I right, y'all?
Oh, yes. I was waiting for it.
Honestly, I think the entire theater fucking cheered super loud when you see, whoom, and you see Captain America holding Mjolnir, and you're just like,
so
holy shit.
Okay, so that means he got more worthy since Age of Ultron. Yeah, because in Age of Ultron, he tried to lift the hammer, and he wasn't worthy.
And he said, we are not worthy.
But here's the thing.
Or it was because Thor himself got less worthy.
Maybe.
So the hammer was like, look, I have a new ruler now, bitch.
Well, he was holding it too, because it kind of
It flew to him in Asgard, even when he was drunk.
Exactly. I think what happened, well, first of all, Captain America was cursing a lot more in this movie.
Does that also mean that he screwed his past self because he took the hammer from himself in the past?
Well, he returned it probably, because Captain America went back in time with the hammer. To when he returned all the Infinity Stones.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming he threw the hammer back.
That's called inference.
I'm just imagining a Thor is like in a very, serious battle. And in the middle of the battle, he's trying to call the hammer, and it's kind of like just
not
still in the. It's just floating in midair.
Hey, would y'all fuck Hulk? The new one,
Professor Hulk, 100%.
Yeah, yeah. I'm down.
I really hate the Scarlet Witch Hulk ship. It's just it irks.
You mean Scarlet? You mean or, you mean
yeah,
Black,
I mean
Widow.
Black Widow?
I don't care. I didn't.
The red and black.
I didn't give
woman
a shit when she died. I don't like Scarlett Johansson like at all. Really? So I was like, when she died, I was like,
good.
Good.
In this movie,
yeah,
I liked her.
I think
film.
They did the scene really well because I was stressed out the whole time. But I also, as a DC person, didn't really care which way it would go.
Uh-huh.
I would have been upset for Clint's children, and Natasha doesn't have any of that.
Which, that's what they did with Iron Man. They just killed him off after he had a wife and kids.
Yeah, but they had been setting that up since the opening
scene. Oh, spoiler alert!
No one was surprised.
Oh, we're spoiling now? God damn it, y'all done it. Ruined the movie for me.
All right, guys.
I ain't seen it yet.
We're gonna be back with my presidential interview. And yeah, so listen to this ad and maybe apply some rubbing oil to your tits and butthole and other various cracks in your body. Enjoy. Oh. We'll be back. See y'all soon.
I don't think the butthole is a crack.
They call it the butt crack.
So, hey, Gabe.
What's up, man?
What you doing? What you doing?
You know, I'm just chilling here, eating my cereal, Frosted Flakes. They're great, you know?
Your Frosted Flakes?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you know what else is great?
What's up, man?
You know what else is great?
What's up?
Sports, those are great, right?
You know that? No, they're not.
Yeah, no, they're not. They're fake. You know what? I think we should do something about sports, Gabe.
Yeah, what do you mean? Play them?
Well, have you ever seen a?
Make
have
them
you ever
illegal.
Seen like a public, pub? Yeah, that one. But have you seen a public service announcement?
Not since I used to live in North Korea.
Well, if you want a nostalgia from your old days of starving or whatever they do over there, if you want to,
nah, Kim and I are pretty tight.
We should do a Kim Kardashian.
Oh boy. Okay. We should do a what?
We should do a PSA.
For who? Who would,
about
who is this for?
I don't know. Short people.
Okay. Hey, yeah, I'll follow your lead. Let's go.
Okay. So I was thinking we're in a gymnasium because a lot of PSAs take place in like a locker room. So we're in the locker room.
Okay.
There's smoke everywhere.
Yeah.
It looks like, yeah. Is this like a jazz club from.
Yeah. Is this like a, like an old sports locker room?
Yeah. Like Babe Ruth. Chain smoke cigars in it type place. So we do that, and then we get a stove and put it in the center of it.
All right.
And we get a skillet on the stove.
All right.
And we have someone crack an egg on the skillet and say, "This is your mind on sports."
And this is for short people.
Have like a short person doing the egg thing. But not like a midget. I mean, like someone who's 5'4".
You mean a little person?
I mean a little person. Hey, we're getting more PC on this podcast.
Yeah? Dear God.
I learned that stands for personal computer.
Hey, Kurt.
Yeah?
Are you watching sports? Have you been watching sports recently?
Watch bullfighting.
Oh. You think we need more sports?
More sports? No, I think we should just combine all the sports and make one sport. I think that's why this...
Let them all lose on the field at the same time.
Yeah, I think we just should, you know, battle royale it.
Just throw a ball.
And short people... The only rule I have is that short people don't, play sports.
Oh wow.
I guess.
You said we're getting more PC.
Yeah, we're getting more PC. We're getting more personal computer, baby. Beep, boop, bop does not compute, bitch.
Oh, fuck this ad.
So, fun fact, guys. Did you know that since the history of the Boy Scouts, over 7,800 leaders have sexually abused Boy Scouts? So, you know, I was in the Boy Scouts, and I'm really pissed off right now. Because I'm not one of those people who was sexually abused. I mean, I thought I was a pretty hot piece of ass when I was a kid. So, like, God. You know, what? Are you uncomfortable? Swear. Are you uncomfortable right now?
Could you call yourself a male Lolita?
Yeah. I want to be a male Lolita, but you know what?
What is this?
I'm not.
What is Lolita?
Hey, do you know what literature is? Vladimir Nabokov, you little cuck.
No, I don't know what that means. What is that? Is that
you've never, like, read or seen the movie or anything?
There's
or
a heard movie? Of
it? See,
there's two movies.
Ew.
Okay, so I have this theory. I'm one of those people who I'm like, okay, maybe we're in a simulation. I think every once in a while the simulation introduces something new, and they try to convince me that it's been here all along.
I've been super into Lolita for a long time.
So I think you guys just made this up.
No, Gabe, that's his defense mechanism when he doesn't look like he's smart. When he doesn't look like he's smart, he's like, this didn't
exist.
We're
in a simulation.
Yeah, exactly.
That is how I explained it in school, too.
Exactly. When he first learned that vaginas were real, he was like, oh, I've been living in a simulation.
In my reality, my uncle was the only sexual pleasure I had.
Exactly. Unlike the Boy Scout leaders in my troop who never sexually abused me.
Really?
Unfortunate.
Hey, so do you want me to tell my cerebral palsy joke, or do we want to, like, do something different?
Hey, you know what? We'll save the cerebral palsy joke for...
Can you say that one more time for the audience?
We'll save that for the...
My neighbor had cerebral palsy.
I'm sorry, had what?
Cerebral palsy.
Say it one more time.
Suck my ass.
Palsy. Hey, do you ever think that people who have... Never mind. It's just too offensive.
Okay.
Hey, but Colette, so I was looking at your car downstairs. I think there's like a homeless man taking a shit on it. I think you might want to go take care of that.
You're always doing this. You're always looking at people's cars while we're recording.
Awesome. Jeez. He's really out there, isn't he?
Yeah. He's taking a shit on that thing.
God damn it.
And plus, right. you know what? Maybe it's just time for you to get out, like the movie.
Yeah, just go.
You know what? Fine.
Come back in about, like, 10 minutes, Kurt?
About 10 minutes, yeah, because I think the interview... We have a guest coming.
Yeah. Around then.
You want me to miss the guest?
Yeah.
Just in case.
Okay, fine.
We don't know.
I mean...
I'll be right back.
We don't know if it'll work having you and the guest.
I don't know how much you know about politics, though. I mean, like...
Oh, I try to avoid politics as
much
as I can.
Good. Our guest is from... Fox News, like,
oh, yeah.
Like the
I'm
best
out.
Place
Thanks.
To get political news.
You don't
news
even
from.
Have to say more.
Yeah, yeah, you yeah. get it, you get it.
All right,
so we'll see you in a sec. So,
do you have something I can clean the shit off my car with?
We're taking a really long time to get rid of Colette.
Hey, Colette, here, I'm gonna put it a little more bluntly. Get the fuck out
I
of here.
I feel like how can we make it clear?
Bye.
Is that clear? Bye. Hey, so Gabe,
she left. She actually left. She. Dove off the balcony.
Gabe, so my notes, I'm reading them. Just so we're supposed to fill time before the guest gets here. But
really?
My notes.
Oh,
it
so
says,
you just wanted to get rid of the woman?
It says. So is Rack City, bitch, about boobs, or money? Also, random boners.
Can we start the random boners?
Oh, hey, look, I think our guest is here. Is that?
Damn it. Okay. Oh, yep. She's climbing. Oh, she's climbing up that.
Damn, dude.
Balcony.
Wakanda forever. Look at those moves.
Dude, I put a sign up there. I think it's actually working. Cause, yeah. Okay. Here she is. Oh. Hello.
Hi, y'all. Nice to meet you.
So this is our guest. What's your name?
Claire Smithson from Fox News.
I'm
Claire
sorry.
Smithson.
Claire Smithson.
Claire Smithson.
You're gonna have to. You're gonna have to forgive my friend. He's from Mexico, so he doesn't really.
I'll say that one more time for you, a bit slower, sweetheart. Claire Smithson.
Smithson.
Claire Smithson.
Okay, so can I call you Miss?
Smithson?
Yes.
You can call me Miss Smithson. You can call me whatever you like, honey.
All right. So you're here to interview Kurt for his
presidency, his candidacy.
Right. And
absolutely, I am.
I would like you to introduce this is Gabe Vibrator.
Yeah. You got a cameraman in here and everything.
Gabriel Vibration. He's my
vibranium.
Vibranium. He's my campaign
manager.
I'm the campaign manager. I'm the speechwriter. I'm pretty much his chief of staff.
Hey, Gabe, come here, come here. Come
yeah, here. Yeah. What's up, man?
What's a lepo?
Shit.
I don't know if they're gonna ask that, but like, do you know what it is?
Well, we know you're pro weed. I think that's all that matters.
Okay. All right. All right.
If anything, say it's like the capital of like I don't know. Syria or Turkey or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Russia.
Yeah, no, Serbia.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So
whatever
hey.
You say, if you get it wrong, don't worry, I'll correct you.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I love it when I'm woman splained too. So hey, woman, can you start the interview, please?
Jeez.
I'm gonna be a president.
Absolutely, sir. My first question for you is, are you going to use your Twitter platform as the main correspondence with the American people, or will you be using a more traditional route in communication?
Well, I think I'm actually going to be using the radio, specifically like those
Just like the fireside chats.
I'm going to take over all classic rock stations and specifically just make it looped over speeches that I've been doing. And then I'm also going to retake Obama's Twitter account. So, you know, because everyone likes Obama, right?
Absolutely, sir. Will you be reaching the younger generation through social media such as TikTok?
Gabe, can you come here?
Yeah. I was actually going to try to... the answer is yes, you will be. You're constantly actually messaging with children. We know that for a fact. That most of your direct messages on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, even TikTok are from little children.
So, heck, you invited me over here through your Twitter.
There you go.
So,
you got this, man.
I love kids.
Wonderful. I think most American people love children. That won't be misconstrued in any way.
No, absolutely not. Children are they're fine. I love messaging them, you know. A lot of times they give me tips on my body because I'll send them pictures and be like, what do you think of these abs?
Okay, hey, Kurt. Let's just not say that.
Okay, yeah, I forgot.
What do you think is God's opinion on the running of the nation?
Hey, Kurt, can
Are
I talk
we a
to
godly
you?
Nation?
Can I talk to you on the side, Kurt?
Yeah.
So,
who's God, by the way?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. So Fox News, they have this God thing. I would just go with it. God is a cool guy. You like him. And we are all Christians.
Yeah, so to answer you, you know what? God? Yeah, you know, hey, dude, I love that guy. I went to the rodeo last week with God. We got some corn dogs on and, you know... We saw Billy Ray Cyrus by himself. No,
perfect.
No, yeah, it was just him.
I'm
doing
certainly
it.
Understanding you.
He, yeah. What the candidate is trying to say is that he has a very intimate relationship with God. You know, he's at the rodeo. He's constantly talking to
I
God.
I mean,
it's
you
a
know,
very integral
we,
part of his
we made out
personal
at the end
life.
A little bit. You know, I told him.
Okay.
I told him. I was like, hey, God, I'm more of like a third date type guy, if you know what I mean. And
what he means is like the Virgin Mary had a personal encounter with God, so did he.
I mean, after the
Not
third
extent,
after the third date, God wasn't any virgin, if you know what I mean. Am I right, guys?
That's because Jesus Christ is my anyway.
Oh, we cannot have that show up on the interview, right?
We'll see if we have time to cut it out.
Keep that off the record. Kurt, you're doing great, man.
Thank you so much.
So the younger audience is messaging in. They wanted to know what you thought of Endgame and if you could involve that in a political stance. Do you believe sorry, wrong name. Do you believe Thanos represents global warming, whatever that is? Or do you believe that he would approve in that horrible thing called abortion?
Well, first of all, I really like Thor's approach to life, but I know Thanos, I know. Hold on, I'm getting to him. Thor's approach to life is how I'm going to treat our country. I'm going, ooh, yeah, you know, if we have some douchebag country calling us, I'm going to call them Noob Master 69 and shit on them. But abortion, I think, is a... Gabe, can you come here again?
Yeah, what's up, man? What's up?
Hey, abortion, when isn't that when you take your kid on a baseball game or something, right?
Yeah, it's more like if you used your kid as the ball.
Oh, yeah, so I think that's a lot of fun. I really think abortion's pretty cool. And, you know, Thanos' view on, like, take half everything, you know, it's very much like, you know, you know, Macy's, when you go to it, it's like half, 50% off. You know, that's how I feel. You know, 50% off hitting your kid like a ball. You know, you don't hit him too hard.
What the candidate's trying to say is that, He wants to treat abortion
like baseball.
He's pro-choice is what he's trying to say, essentially.
And what are you going to do about the war on drugs?
Well, I don't really think it's a war, but, you know, drugs, you know, I'm going to use them.
Well, he means he's going to... Free healthcare is what he means, I think. I think... hey, Kurt, can I talk to you on the side?
Yeah.
Hey, so I know, like, I'm sorry I pressured you into running for president. I thought it would be a funny bit, but now I'm realizing there's some serious implications in this.
I mean, dude, doesn't the White House have, like, a bowling alley inside of it? I want to be president. This is my choice.
That is true. We can go
bowling pretty much every day. This is my choice, just like it's the choice of all those women to play baseball with their kids. To abort their kids.
All right.
Let's similarly enough, do you believe in separation of the races or, similarly, separation of the countries?
Hey, Kurt, are we in the 1950s?
Would you permit graffiti on that beautiful wall?
Which question do you want me to answer first? Oh, I feel like I just checkmated you.
Whatever your heart desires, honey. I can edit it through however you'd like to make sure the message comes across.
You know what? I think the Mexicans are pretty great people. But, hey, have you ever had an enchilada that had very little sauce? I mean, that's racism right there. So, separation of the races. Yeah, I feel like horse races need to be separated from dog races. I mean, what are you fucking talking about? I don't want to see a horse in my dog track. Imagine a NASCAR and a horse race. That's not even fair to the horses. Of course I want race separation. Now, state separation...
Okay, well, I think what Mr. Burghardt is trying to say is he is anti-segregation.
I don't even know what that means.
He's also trying to say that the Mexicans are indeed pretty cool.
Interesting, interesting. I have just one more question for the candidate.
Okay.
Do you believe that former President Bush did 9/11?
Oh, fuck.
Actually, I think Ariana Grande and Dick Cheney were colluding with each other to cause 9/11.
A sub-question, dear. Is Ted Cruz the Zodiac Killer?
I think you mean Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy was... Kurt? Ted Bundy was not the Zodiac Killer.
Are you sure about that?
I am 100%.
I'm from Washington, if you didn't know.
Oh, shit. This is even sadder.
Darlin, I thought you said you were from Texas. You can only have one origin. Well, he's like place. That was the entire issue with Barack.
He's like Ted Cruz, aka the Zodiac Killer.
His name
is Ted Cruz is from Canada, but he's still American. So
his name is not Barack. It's Barack.
Barack Osama.
Yeah, come on, get your fucking game right. So I believe this is the time for me to speak my own platform. Gabe, can you pass me that speech?
Yeah, let me pass you this,
Vuelve la vida, la perla del mar, mi pantalone. Oh, Gabe, is this your Spanish homework?
That is my, I forgot that I'm a 17-year-old child in high school.
Oh, here it is.
We haven't talked about me being 16 or 17
here it is. So is Rack City, bitch, about boobs or money? That is the question. Gabe, am I supposed to say anything else? You know what? Free weed.
That's the main thing we wanted to
Free
across.
Weed free indeed. Weed.
That's my favorite rapper. I really feel like he needs to be freed from prison.
Weed?
The prison system is quite terrible.
No, it's quite fun. Haven't you been there? Oh, wait, you're not gay, so you don't get it. Oh, by the way, I'm gay.
Okay, so I appreciate you being here. What's your name again?
Claire Smithson.
So if people whose last name are Smith, they were previously, like, their ancestors were blacksmiths.
Gatorson!
So Smithson.
Where's the sun?
Okay.
Hey, so thank you for coming to this studio.
Studio.
We really appreciate you, apartment. And I hope
all you fellow Americans vote for me in the upcoming election, because my dick is bigger than everyone else. As a matter of fact, some of those people I'm running against are women who don't have dicks. Vote for me.
Oh, God. We just... Yep. We're canceled.
Dick Cheney. All right.
There she goes. She's climbing down the... Yep. She's going down the balcony.
Hey, would you look at that? That's Colette coming in the door.
Yep.
Hey, guys. I finally got that guy off my fucking car.
Yeah, what happened?
How'd you get the shit off of it?
That's a lot of real personal stuff.
It is personal. I saw what was happening from here, and I would not want to talk about that.
Yeah, methods I used might get me put in
and
jail.
And I'd really appreciate it if you just took a few steps back, because you smell like
I'll take a shower when
I'm done. Yeah, terrible.
God damn it. I thought women were supposed to smell pretty. That's what my handbook on women told me.
You have a handbook on women?
Yeah, it was written in the 1930s.
Mm. A good time. For sure.
Does it tell you to put, like, acid on their vagina so they stop masturbating?
Yeah, it says a lot about kitchens, too.
Oh, my God.
Should they eat Kellogg's?
Make sure they only eat bran cereal. Because that'll make them sad. Because women are supposed to be constantly sad. So that was a poop break. We're back. Well, two of us are back. We have Gabe and myself.
We all took turns going to take shits, and then Colette never came out.
No, we found a bunch of dust on the floor. I think she either did that she did that thing from Harry Potter, or she just teleported, or
did that thing from Endgame.
Oh, no, Infinity, both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, she poofed.
She got snapped?
She Tony Starked it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't feel so good. About feeling good, we've been drinking some beer lately. Yeah, we've been drinking
Shiner Bock.
I don't know what a Bock is. Bock! Yeah, you know, we got it.
Yeah.
So, Colette can't be here to give her testimony on this.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, on this beverage. Babida, muy sabroso.
Inside her bottle, it looks like there's a note in there.
There's a note? Well, what is it? What does it say?
It's like a rolled up piece of paper.
Get out.
Oh, it's her finger rating. Shit.
All right.
Drew it out.
Let me see.
Let me show you. Look at this. It's fucking weird.
That's detailed.
Yeah, okay. It is.
All right. So we have to explain this to y'all. I know this is a podcast, and you can't.
Was a podcast.
Well, Yeah, it was. But you can't see this, so this is a difficult part for us as professional entertainers to show y'all.
Just explain the thing.
Yeah, so we have a finger scale. Don't worry about it. It means something. So, Gabe, can you describe what her rating of the beer is like?
So, okay, so this one's weird. So it's like, oh, shit, okay. So it's two people shaking hands, but it's two left hands.
It's just
two left-handed people shaking hands.
I'm gonna have to be honest. I'm gonna have to call the Smithsonian on this one because I'm not quite sure what the. So I'm not like an expert on this thing we do, but I don't know this one. This is new. This is some next level shit, my dude.
Yeah, man. So what would you rate Scheinerbach?
Well, see, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna make two finger circles, and these two finger circles are held out in front of me, and now I'm moving the finger circles above my head, behind my head, and then Gabe, can you clap twice?
Oh shit, what's gonna happen?
And
oh shit.
And now both of the finger circles are connected. That is my rating of this beer. I really liked it. It was a nice beer. My favorite beer, actually. All time.
Really?
Yeah. So, Gabe. Huh.
Well, yeah, I liked it a lot. I think one of the things about this beer that I like is that you don't really think about it. Like, it's not too intrusive. Like, it's not too bold, and it's not so light that it has no taste. It's just kind of like you drink it and you're fine. It reminds me a lot of Yuengling.
Yeah.
So
what's your finger scale?
So my finger scale rating is it's a little bit like yours, where I have two. I'm holding out, two rings, put them behind my back. But then when I bring it back, it's still the same.
Oh, okay. So yeah, you like this beer, yeah? All right, I see.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, okay.
Don't look into it.
Don't look into it. Yeah. So guys, that's what our show's about. That's what we're about. So,
oh yeah, aren't you running for president? I forgot that was a thing that we discussed.
I was getting to that. So don't forget the I'm a person who likes government. So you should vote for me.
And children.
Children, they're fun. I wear buttons on my shirt. Vote for me. You can find me.
I know how to tie a tie.
Yeah, I know how to not get my dick caught in my zipper.
I know how to pee with my pants still up.
Wait, you can do that? So, now it's time for the plugs. Not the butt plugs, but or electrical plugs, but Gabe, take it away.
So you can follow us on Twitter at, okay, so yeah, we have none of the right, we need to change all of our usernames, I think, at SauceGator.
Uh-huh.
And then you can follow us, oh yeah, fuck you, Dave. You can follow us on Instagram at, what is it, Kurt?
Gator_sauce_podcast.
Yep, you got it. And then you could follow Kurt at, is it Kurt_duh_hurt?
Right, and that's D-A-duh, bruh.
And yeah, you could follow me at Gasvia, GASVIA_. And then you can follow Dan at The Real Dan Griffin. And then, of course, our guest,
let's Colette give it
Kent,
up.
Which, Kurt, do you have your username?
Let's give it up for Colette. Thank you for being on the show. Sorry you teleported or whatever. But yeah, you can follow
Stalling,
her.
Let me pull it up.
You can her username is That Dead Girl, but you can follow her at @smallest_ghost. And she has something else that she plugged before the episode. We'll let you know about that.
That yeah. Yep.
All right, guys. So thank you for listening. Vote for me. Gabe, you are a great campaign manager. I love you. Kisses. I sort of love you people. And good night, New York.
Good morning, Atlanta, and all that other shit.
Yeah.